Okay, I think we are indeed recording. Yay, little cyberspace thing here. So we'll try to make this short and sweet. We're usually here 15, 25 minutes, all kinds of cyberspace weather stuff going on. Welcome one and all, be it sales, chemical, ballistic healing, our grandpa bills, grunts and groans. This is my YouTube offering. Usually here 15, 25 minutes. Bear with me, you might get a blessing in disguise today due to all kinds of interference, man-made, by design, weather, all of the above. It's an interesting world right now, but these are the subjects we talk about. How to enhance our health and keep our health through all of these challenges. So today, I've already done an audio show and released it pertinent to what I'm going to talk about here. Breakdown of the physical body. I've talked about it many times in one of my workouts for geriatric series, where we talk about everything from physical workouts, resistance bands, free weights, nutrition, mostly predominant for the majority of my audience, we silver streakers, but aka good for all kids from 1 to 92, because it's about health and wellness. So there's something to be gleaned from all of this, from wherever you fit on the chronology ladder. And many of you have retorted to me that there is. Thank you for that. So it's still based on the formal Silver Sneakers program, where I go and do my own personal thing. I extrapolate information from those that are credentialed, certified, nutritionists. They cover everything literally and figuratively, soup to nuts there, offered by Anthem Insurance, for those of you that may already know that or participating. And kudos to you all for doing so. My physical workouts with free weights are still pretty much predominantly based on the Spartacus 2012-2012 YouTube channel series, so named from the year of its infancy, 2012. So basically, for the better part of 14 years, I've been doing knockoffs of those at my workouts for geriatrics when we do the videos where we talk about Tai Chi, Reiki, Qigong, food for the mind, the body, and the soul. We talk about the guided meditation meetings each and every Tuesday. Seth Luzanski, freedomsnap.org, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. There, do join us. I've been talking about these things for these shows in my sixth year and running this time around daily. Some ungodly number, 1,845 consecutive days, something like that. And then previous to that, I had done many shows sporadically under many monikers for some 8 to 10 years before that. So I've been behind the mic, emphasis on that, some 4,000 times. I've deleted a lot of those for obvious reasons. A lot of them were left on the editing room floor. It's been a transition along the way, equipment, soundproofing, where I live. I'm not going to move at this juncture in my life to try to make it more conducive to recording. We can't help about highways and byways and inner makings in a condo association in my own case. We do the best we can. So we're always working on that. So I'll talk more about those in upcoming shows. My guest tonight, coincidentally, at the 25th, on January, good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, will be sixth time overall, first time this calendar year, Byron Athene from over across the Great Pond in the United Kingdom. He'll and we'll be talking about rotoscoping, and that's all predominant on the archival shows, and I've done a prelude show. With all due respect, check those out. Join us tonight and find out when Byron will be here to expand upon those with us. A little bit later, Tim Doyle and I are still working out with the cyber ghosts and whatever on podcasting here. He's been here a couple of times this year already. We've salvaged semblances of audio portions that are in other portions of my shows. He's coming back. We're going to try another platform to see if that has something to do with the proverbial price of eggs. So in this world, as you all know, we're all up against it, whatever, in our own entourage of work environments, personal lives, family lives, community, Main Street, Portland, Maine, Main Street, USA, Main Street around the world. These are all subjects we continue to talk about. When we get there to do so, I'm going to talk more about the physical breakdown, which is what goes on with myself through geriatrics, old age, chronology, a lot of it in self-induced, amalgam fillings, which I've done whole shows on, had guests on talking about it, recantering amalgam fillings 56 years in my head and then having them extracted, and yes, experiencing vapors because of it. Okay, it's all good. It's not all for me. It's examples to use about a lot of things not to do to yourself through life. I worked in a skull and crossbone chemical environment, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And again, it's not all poor me. A lot of this is self-induced. And in my wild and crazy days, long ago, far away, all contributory, never walked away from that. However, I talk about a doctor that was less than reputable when I was a kid, and he actually had to be driven out of town for a lot of reasons, inflating invoices, poor dentistry and quality, and bad diagnoses, myself included. I probably had a bunch of fillings that were put in my head that at the time were never necessitated. That's okay. Years later, and then finally addressing that and having them removed, that's 56 years after they had already done significant damage by being in my head that long. So these are all logical approaches. So taking care of microbiome, I've been blessed that I've never missed a day of work, now past tense, so long ago. I'm in my second year of retirement. Documented, if you care to go back in the articles. I was remunerated for it. I wrote articles about, I had ownerships of companies actually get back to me about how much it costs their facilities via absenteeism and all of that kind of crazy stuff. So through all of the bad boyishness, the crazy career choices, amalgam fillings, pollutants that most assuredly permeate my body, being a member of the human persuasion, no matter what your opinion of me is, yes, I'm a human being as well. So it's no godlike thing or whatever. So the amazing thing is your microbiome, with or without teeth, and however religious you are with good dental hygiene, which I've always been, you know, your skin, of course, being your largest organ of your body, all the petri dish pollutants that this world has now, soup to nuts, literally, figuratively, the air, the lack of the quality of the soil, lack of the quality of the water, the soil, all of it. We're impugned now with so many environmental, some by design, for sure. This is about holistic medicine, by the way. That's what these shows are all about. That hones in the audience. There's no reason for anybody to be here that isn't of that ilk. The studio audience, we know who that is. That's what we try to do to keep all these things at bay, each and every day, including the cyberspace, which most assuredly has extrapolated itself into everyday life for each and every one of us, including we podcasters, including today. So I'm going to cut this short and make it a short snippet in hopes that I can retrieve it, put it out there, and figure out what's going on behind the scenes, and got some serious business choices, as always, to decide where I go, what I do, and how I do it moving forward. Is it Memorex, or what was it, Ella Fitzgerald, and way back in the day, for those of you that are of a certain age, or look it up. Truth be told, it was neither of the two. It was a guy off stage that you couldn't see with a hammer that broke the glass, number one. So those are the subjects we talk about. Truth and justice in the American way, a la Superman. We'll be revisiting gold, silver, precious metals, mentor moments, but also from the alchemist side of it, talking a lot about Mandarin history, Chinese history, traditional Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, Middle Eastern medicine, all kinds of modalities of Aboriginal and Indigenous tribe medicine, in-studio guests with expertise, repeat guests, upcoming guests. Tim Doyle from China will be here, and we will get it done. He'll be talking about a very exciting program that I'll be involved in, and when it all materializes and plays out, and we'll have Tim on as a regular guest. And there's some big, big things coming up about that. Always food for the mind, the body, and the soul. We continue to do these shows come hell or high water. No matter what gets in the way, we find ways to circumnavigate them. We hope you'll join us. We understand your patience. and appreciate that. And hope you'll join us later. We'll be talking more about Maine, Mentor, Moments. I'll have a show for you audio-wise on that. Concerning BH Sales, 7K, Coolest Collectible Coin Club, Strictly as a Client, Happy as a Clam, some 19 months in counting, just did an unboxing of my most recent State Animal coin, did a show about that. Be talking about the Panda Bear coin that coincidentally they released. All that ties into the Mandarin history, the appreciation. Those of you that follow the show, about my granddaughter, myself teaching Mandarin, part of my bucket list now in retirement. Most of my main mentor moments, M-A-I-N-E, another show that I do, are in life as opposed to business. But we talk about part-time market sharing there. Also CTFO, changing the future outcome, health and wellness. What two better potentialities could there be for life in general? And anybody that's looking to secure supplemental income or whatever, when, where, and if you are. Health and wellness and wealth overall, moving forward. Two challenging issues moving forward in the precipice of change that we believe is going to be for the greater good moving forward. This is all about our legacies, the large intuitive groups that I'm blessed to be members of, yours, mine, and ours. Guests, potential guests, guests that have been on the shows, their social media, my social media, ours, theirs, their podcast audiences. I'm working more and more with those vendors from last year, 140 in-studio guests, many of which is to be expected. You go through a filtering process just like anything. They all were great guests, provocative, innovative, what have you. You know you're going to get one and done, and that's okay. They come in to promote their wares. They move on. That's okay. What we're doing is working for the repeat guests, and I have many that want to be back on the show. I did a survey at the end of the year, reached out, and those are the people that were working together for each other's behalf, mostly for me to get more exposure at these shows. With their help, their audience, my audience, your audience, our audience, like-minded individuals, those of you that are here, pertinent to the business where it's applicable, that are nurturing your own audiences, thank you and welcome. And there, it's all self-evident. It all evolves and revolves now for me. Pretty much 99.9999 infinity of all my correspondence is generated by my message board, my voicemail message board at my shows. Guests, upcoming guests, agencies that represent lawyers, authors, business establishments, all these multitudinous subjects we talk about, food for the mind, the body, and the soul, meditation, Reiki, Tai Chi, continue to pay it forward. These messages do resonate and are. I have many goodwill ambassadors, and not to minimize that, that do just that, and we're so happy that they do. You don't understand, many of you don't, many of you do. One small star seed at a time is huge in knitting together the patchwork quilt, the big jigsaw puzzle that apothecary medicine is. Multitudinous pieces of working not only in synchronicity, but synergistically together with many modalities in many of these subjects. That's what we do. That's how we do it. That's what these shows are encompassing. I'll see you at the shows. And I'll highlight talking about the eyes, the teeth, the ears, because we're working on repairing what I call the broken Chevy, my choice of cars, because they're outside forces. So far, the inside's rock solid. We'll talk about that. And we'll talk about ways of combating all of this. So with teeth, without teeth, microbiome, skin, all of it. Cool, calm, collected. Meditation, food for the mind, the body, and the soul. We'll say bye-bye for now here. Join us daily. Continue paying it forward. Make it a safe and productive day. And peace, everybody. Make it a safe and productive day.